Well, let's turn now to Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor. Domenico, why is Trump picking this fight with the NFL? We remember that this started on Friday night at a rally for Alabama Senate candidate Luther Strange, who's behind in the polls against Judge Roy Moore.
Well, you know, you're alluding to the fact that there's this race and that perhaps Trump is trying to fire up his base to be able to help Strange over the finish line. That may be a short-term calculation by Trump, but I think what is really happening here is that you've got President Trump who, you know, needs to keep his base unified. And there's nothing like a good culture war to keep his base unified and be able to kind of distract from, you know, the healthcare discussion, which would have dominated the narrative over the weekend and into today, where the healthcare law that Republicans are trying to repeal looks imperiled at this moment. And it's not clear that they're actually going to have the votes to pass it. And if that's the case, again, healthcare, something that Republicans have touted for 7 years, and President Trump is in charge of that effort and not able to get it done, that would certainly be something that his base would not like, as well as him trying to work with Democrats on trying to move the goalposts on the debt ceiling. Those are things that could potentially be damaging to Trump, that he's trying to remind his voters why they voted for him in the first place.
Well, you say it doesn't look like they'll have the votes to pass the healthcare repeal right now. However, they've been trying to pump a lot of money into some states to try to win over senators. We've declared this effort to repeal and replace Obamacare dead before. What do you think? Is there a chance that they get the votes?
There's a chance. They've upped, it seems, more funding for Alaska and Maine when it comes to these block grants. And that's no mistake, because Alaska has Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's been leaning no, and Senator Susan Collins from Maine has also been leaning no. But we're also expecting the Congressional Budget Office to deliver its score today. And Susan Collins has said that she is strongly leaning no. She wants to see what the CBO says. And if the CBO says similar things to what it said before, more uninsured, less help for regional hospitals, then I think that she would probably be somebody who goes over the line to a no firmly, and that could be very problematic unless they are somehow able to move enough money around to give them even more.
The White House also issued a new travel ban because the old one expired. The latest one added North Korea and Venezuela and Chad to a list of Muslim-majority countries. What's the president's strategy here?
They're trying to make something that can actually be defensible at the Supreme Court. So if they're saying that they're taking in information on all of the potential terrorism threats from these various countries, and that doesn't have anything to do with whether or not they're a majority Muslim country, then I think they're trying to make something, like I said, something that's more defensible at the Supreme Court as it gets to that. Plus, it was set to expire, so they had to go do something with it, and they updated it and tried to make it something, again, that they could defend in court.
Although it's been pointed out that banning travel from North Korea is a bit strange, since there really isn't any migration coming in from North Korea to the United States.
There's that.
Right now. Now, on the issue of North Korea, we heard today from the North Korean foreign minister in New York, who said that President Trump had declared war on his country and they will now consider shooting down American bombers in international airspace near North Korea.
Yeah. Well, look, and you've got this war of words that just continues to escalate between President Trump and President Kim Jong-un there in North Korea. And these are two men who are very blustery, very fiery, and they're willing to use language that goes over the top. The question is whether or not either is going to actually want to provoke the other to fire first. You know, the United States has been reluctant to do that because they know that North Korea could have a serious impact on, death and destruction in among neighbors and allies of the United States, very close to North Korea. Think of South Korea and Japan. And the United States wants to avoid that at any cost. And there really are not very many easy military avenues that, you know, send a signal and avoid conflict.
One more thing, Domenico, just a few seconds left here, but we still haven't heard anything from President Trump on Puerto Rico on Twitter or anywhere else. And
yeah,
this is a U.S. territory that is in real trouble right now.
15 times this weekend, President Trump tweeted about sports or the flag or the anthem, zero about Puerto Rico. Right. We know the Federal Emergency Management Agency put out a release saying that they're doing everything they can.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. And by the way, this afternoon, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. did not declare war on North Korea. She called that absurd.